I'm Meg Dahl, your Unbreakable host. Welcome to the show. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Unbreakable You podcast. As you can see from the title of today's podcast episode, I am going to be sharing some personal health updates with you. And honestly, I did not expect this to be the topic of this week's podcast episode, but you know, stranger things I'm sure have happened, although this is so unexpected. And like I said, I just truly did not expect myself to be recording this type of episode for you this week. But you know, I really feel like it's important for me to share what I'm going through. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll probably already know a lot of what I'm going to share with you, but I just wanted to create this podcast episode and kind of like get into more details about what's been going on health-wise for me. So let's just dive in, because basically I can't start where I'm at right now. I do have to backtrack a little bit because the story does start kind of like March of 2022, so 2 years ago. My period started and I think it was day four of my period, March 1st of 2022. And I was making breakfast and I felt totally fine. And then out of nowhere, I just had just like this sudden kind of feeling like I was suddenly unwell. So I quickly went to the washroom, I passed out, woke up in 10 out of a 10, extreme pain, could not walk. I was just screaming in pain and got very sick, vomiting, diarrhea, all the things. And I had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital. And at that point, like on that day, I found out that I had a navel orange sized cyst sitting next to my right ovary, which was new news to me. I did not know that I had such a large cyst sitting next to my right ovary. So what the doctor had told me at the time, 2 years ago, he explained it to be like a partial cystic torsion, where the cyst probably like partially torted. So that just like is twisting, the cyst kind of twisted inside of me, and it partially twisted, which caused the really extreme pain. And then I was able to be relieved from the pain through IV at the hospital. And anyways, it would have untorted at some point, and because I wasn't like in consistent pain afterwards. So that was kind of like the understanding of what happened in March of 2022. And then that exact same thing actually happened again in August of 2022. And during this time, so from the point of finding out that I had this massive cyst sitting next to my ovary, I was referred out to a gynecologist and then put on a wait list to get surgery. And where I live, the surgery wait list to get a cystectomy, so to get the cyst removed, was actually over a year. So like I said, this all happened in March of 2022, and I was put on the wait list to get surgery of December of 2023. So literally just a few months ago, I would have been getting this surgery. So like I said, the same episode happened August of 2022, and then something different happened in April of 2023. So just this past April, so coming up on a year ago. I've talked about this on the podcast before, of course, as well, but for those of you who might be new here or not super familiar with everything that has gone on in my health life over the past year, but April 2023, so almost a year ago, I was in Kelowna, BC, doing my somatic experiencing course in person. And it was day one of my course. I made it through the morning. And then at lunchtime, my friend and I, we were walking around, we were shopping, we were having lunch, we were, you know, doing all the normal things as one does when you're on a break from class. And while we were on our lunch break, I started to feel like this twisting happening inside. And it started off as back pain, which was different than what happened the two previous times, like in March and August. So immediately I thought that something, like I really did kind of like intuitively know that this cyst that I had was wrapped around my ovary. Like I was experiencing really, really intense pain. And anyways, long story short, I did have an ovarian torsion. So the cyst that was sitting next to my right ovary twisted around my ovary three times. And I had to have emergency surgery while in Kelowna. Now, I had this emergency surgery back in April, and the surgeon was absolutely amazing. I went into surgery being told that since the cyst was wrapped around my ovary three times, it would be very likely that I would come out of surgery without my right ovary, which made total sense to me because when a cyst wraps around your ovary, like blood circulation can be cut off from the ovary. And so it just made sense that it was likely that my ovary would not survive such an event. And so I did go into surgery back in April under the impression that I would come out with one less ovary and also the cyst would be removed. But when I woke up from surgery and the surgeon came in, she told me some really amazing news that she was able to save my ovary. It was actually still alive and she was just able to save it and remove the cyst, which ended up being the size of a cantaloupe. So she also was able to look for endometriosis when she was doing the surgery. And I was told that I did not have any endometriosis present. It was just the cyst that needed to be removed. And which really was kind of like this best case scenario situation for me. At the time, you know, learning that I have been dealing with these really extreme episodes of passing out, being in extreme pain, getting incredibly ill, and then to kind of like learn that, okay, I've had this massive cyst, it's been removed, I don't have endometriosis, and or there wasn't any endometriosis present, and you know, surgery was successful, all that good stuff. And I've talked about this emergency surgery experience that I had last year in April on the podcast before. And honestly, it was, I just felt like everything happened in such kind of like divine timing, for lack of a better term. But it really did seem like all these like little pieces fell into place for me to have the surgery when I did. It was really just like kind of this magical experience for me, as weird as that kind of sounds. And ever since surgery and recovering from surgery, I have been feeling absolutely amazing. I mean, I would say maybe like the 3 periods that I had post-surgery, they were horrendous. I'm not gonna lie. They were extremely painful, but that was to be expected. I was told that my ovary that had the cyst wrapped around it was extremely bruised. And so the surgeon told me that, you know, my next few cycles would probably be very painful, including ovulation, all that stuff. So they were. And then about July, things started to get really awesome. Like, my periods were so easy. I kind of had like this ideal cycle. I was ovulating, as I always was ever since recovering from hypothalamic amenorrhea, but I was ovulating, and then my period would come and I would experience, you know, just typical cramping, but nothing that was causing me to lie in bed all day or have to take like pain meds or anything like that. So things have been really incredible for me ever since having this emergency surgery. And it truly felt like all of these health struggles with my period and my uterus and things like that, like it really did feel like all of that was resolved from this surgery. And then just this past Wednesday, I experienced something so unexpected. So if you're listening to this episode live when it comes out, which is March 20th of 2024, exactly 1 week ago, I woke up feeling super amazing. My period started, 0 symptoms. So very just like typical for how things have been for me since about like August or July or August. Just, you know, easy breezy bleeding, and I just felt awesome. And Wednesdays are typically a really full client day for me. I'm usually working from 10 or 11 a.m. until 6:30 at night or 5:30. So I have a full client day on Wednesdays. And that day in particular, last week, my first client was at 11:15 in the morning. And I actually have a video that I posted to Instagram that day, and I posted it at like 11 a.m. So about like 15 or so minutes before my client started. And I was talking about, you know, how my period started and just how when you recover from HA, how like it just doesn't get old to get your period back. Like every single time my period starts, I just am in such awe of my body and also experiencing like such gratitude for my body. So anyways, I am going to play that clip for you just so you know what I'm talking about.
So you know what's cool? I got my very first period after HA recovery in August of 2019. At that point, I hadn't had a period. I was struggling with hypothalamic amenorrhea since like grade 10, so high school, early high school years. So it was over 12 years at that point. And today I started my period, and I just want to let you know, it just never gets old. You know, I'm just, every day my period starts, or every time my period starts, I just feel so incredibly grateful for recovery, for my body, and also grateful to be where I'm at and doing the work that I am today.
So that is what I posted to my Instagram stories around 11 a.m., feeling so good, so happy, and I think you can kind of like tell in my voice too. And then my client session started at 11:15, and it was about 10 minutes into our session, and I started experiencing the symptoms that notify me that I am about to pass out. And I don't know if you have ever passed out in your life before, but I'm no stranger to passing out, just with all of the health history that I have with this cyst. But I get these cues from my body that I'm about to pass out. I get kind of tingly feeling. I kind of get like clammy, like I'm hot, but I'm also freezing. And my vision starts to blur. Things kind of start to get black on the outsides of my vision. And I just like kind of can't comprehend what's being said to me. And so very unfortunately, like I said, this started to happen about 10 minutes into a session with my client. I really did not know what was happening other than that I had a sense that I was about to pass out. And so I quickly excused myself from my session with my client, excused myself to just like go to the washroom. And I didn't even make it out of my office and I passed out. And when I came back to, I was in extreme 10 out of 10 pain and then got extremely ill in the bathroom, vomiting, diarrhea, all the things. So it was the exact same episode that I experienced back in March of 2022 and August of 2022 prior to having surgery. And I once again was rushed to the emergency room, and my blood pressure was scary, scary low. And I was immediately put into an emergency room. There was doctors and nurses all around me hooking me up to IVs. It was a really intense situation because my blood pressure was so extremely low. So anyways, long story short, I spent the entire day in the hospital on that Wednesday a week ago. I had all sorts of tests ran, including external, internal ultrasounds. And, you know, the thing is that everything came back totally, perfectly fine and clear. And so I was sent home. I was no longer in pain by the end of the day. My blood pressure was back to normal and I was free to go home. So physically, like catching you up to where I'm at today, physically I've been doing a lot better, but this has been such a mental and emotional thing for me to process and move through. And it's kind of interesting because last week on the podcast, I recorded and shared an episode with you of how to honor those emotional highs and emotional lows. And if you did not go and listen to last week's podcast episode, I highly recommend it. I really do take a lot of time to record these episodes for you, and I know a lot of you really enjoyed that episode, but I wanted to kind of like spend some time this week sharing, like, very personally how I move through such a challenging time. And I would really describe this as, like, quite a, a very challenging, hard, heavy time of my life. And so, first of all, I know that this option really isn't an option for every single person. I am a wife. I'm not a mom. I don't have any children. I'm a fur mom, but I also own my own business. And thankfully, like, something that I knew that I needed was to make space for all of the emotions that I was experiencing. So that's kind of where I want to start off, is with making space for what's coming up for me. So, and you can take away from this episode exactly what I do. So if you are also navigating something that's been really challenging or heavy or just like a hard time in your life, and you know you have a lot of emotions around it, I would ask, like, how can you make space for what's coming up? And it might look a lot like what I did. I was able to take off the rest of my work week, which was Thursday, Friday. So this all happened on Wednesday. I obviously didn't see clients on Wednesday because I was in the hospital all day. And then I was able to reach out to all of my clients that I had scheduled for the remaining week or the remainder of the week. And I was able to reschedule everyone for this week. So I would ask you, like, how can you make space for what is coming up for you right now? And like I said, it might not look exactly like what I did with taking time off of work, but I was able to do that. And I know for me, that's really helpful to make space for what's coming up for me. So just see in your life how you can make space for what's coming up for you. It might look like taking time off of work, or it might look like easing some of your schedule in some way, creating space for yourself in some way to just be with or make space for what is coming up emotionally for you. So the second thing that I did and is incredibly helpful, and it's what I support my clients in doing as well, but it's really noticing and naming and identifying all of these different parts of myself that was coming up. So I had a lot of emotions around this. And so I'm sure you've at some point experienced something. Like, I want you to think about a time in your life where maybe you were nervous and also excited for something in your life. Okay, so this is just like another example. But think about a time in your life when maybe you were nervous but also excited for something. I think we can all think about maybe a time where we've been nervous and excited for something. And so coming at this from a internal family systems perspective or a parts work perspective, we can notice that we have a part inside of us that feels really nervous. And then there's also a part of us that feels really excited. And so that's what I'm getting at here. This is what I did on Thursday. I noticed all sorts of emotions coming up for myself around what had happened on Wednesday. And I will actually share some of those parts of myself that were coming up, just so you kind of have like a sense of what bringing awareness to these parts or identifying these parts can be like. So one of the main parts that I noticed for myself was grief. I'm experiencing a lot of grief around this whole situation. And so like I can kind of explain them a little bit more later, but just there's this part of me that is really grieving right now. There's a part of me that's sad, that's holding a lot of sadness. There's definitely a part of me that is angry. There's a part of me that is frustrated. I did not have that one written down, so I'm going to write that one down right now. And there's also a part of me that's confused. Also didn't have that one written down, so I'm writing it down right now. There's a part of me that feels very lost and alone right now. And then there's this part of me that feels very judgmental, like I have a judgmental part. So there's this part that, like I said, it's this judgmental part, and it's kind of like judging this grief part. So I have this part holding on to a lot of grief, feeling a lot of grief around this whole situation. And there's a part that's judging this other part for feeling that way. And then there's also a lot of guilt around like this whole situation, and especially that it happened when I was with one of my clients. So actually, I'm not sure if guilt is the right word, but it's like maybe some, guilt, embarrassment is there. There's just some kind of like this part that feels really heavy and, guilty. I need to kind of spend some more time really like understanding how that part actually feels, but, it's feeling very uncomfortable about the whole situation. So those are some of my parts that are coming up about this whole situation. And the reason I wanted to share that with you is because I talk a lot about parts work, and in the sessions I have with my clients, we bring awareness to and identify a lot of their parts that come up. And I just kind of wanted to show you in like real time how many parts can actually emerge from one situation. And like this is just, you know, a handful of the parts that are really at the forefront of this whole situation. And apologies for my dog barking, but I'm not going to record this or re-record this. So anyways, we're just going to keep rolling with it. So, like I said, I just want to share with you how many parts can really come up from one event, one situation. And this isn't even all of them. These are just like the parts that really are at the forefront. And so when I say like making space for our emotions, I am truly not saying like you have to sit in the muck of your emotions. That's not what I'm saying, because I think a lot of people think that like when you have sadness or when you have grief or when you have anger or whatever the emotion is, that you have to like sit in it and you have to feel it and you have to be in it all the time. And when I say like make space for what's coming up, it's not being right in the middle of the intensity of this emotion, but I'm really welcoming all of these parts into the room with me and allowing them to be heard, acknowledging all of these parts of myself for feeling the way that they do and really getting to know them and understand them. And this is just kind of like a glimpse as to like what parts work really looks like. And I just wanted to kind of like clarify that, yes, I'm feeling my emotions, but when I say make space for what's coming up, I think a lot of us think we just have to sit in the muck of the heaviness or the discomfort. And what's cool is like, for me, like identifying all of these different parts, I kind of like welcome all of these parts into the room and really make space for them to be there. And it's really incredible what happens when we are able to make space for all of these emotions, all of these parts that feel these ways. So I have done a lot of crying. I've always seen crying as a way of release, a way of moving through some emotions. And, you know, I think a lot of, or I know, not I think, but I know a lot of people can really struggle with allowing those emotions to show up and be released in whatever way that they need to. And so that's something that, you know, working with a practitioner can definitely help you with. But I have done a lot of crying over the past several days. Something else that has really helped me is reaching out for connection. So I spent a large amount of my time on Thursday reaching out to really, really close friends of mine that I knew would be there for me. And instead of dumping everything on them, asking if they had space for me, and they did, and they allowed me to show up and share in whatever way that I needed to share with them. And they really just held space for me, and that felt good. So reaching out for support, but then also leaning into the support that was given to me. So I can have this tendency, or I have a part that likes to isolate. And on the day after I was in the hospital, my mother-in-law reached out to me and asked if she could come over for a visit just to check in on me. And there was definitely a part of me that just wanted to be alone, left alone. And I really did lean into that connection, and we had a really nice time together just chatting. And I had another friend come over that day. So just really leaning into that support, even when maybe there is this part that wants to isolate. During really challenging times, it can be incredibly helpful for your nervous system and moving through something really hard. It is really helpful to have connection. That's a really big piece of this. So even now, I've been including more connection into my life. And so in just kind of real time, how this is working, as you all know, I'm a really big reader. I read a lot of fiction. Like in January, for an example, I read 13 books. So I read a lot. And I do a lot of that reading in the morning after I eat breakfast. And then also in the evening, I'll sit for a few hours and just read all night. I have been doing no reading lately. So instead of reading in the mornings, that's been looking like me either voice messaging some of my best friends, texting some of my best friends, just having like connection versus doing something that I do truly enjoy, but really prioritizing connection at this time. And then also in the evening, instead of being by myself and reading, my husband and I, we have been watching a TV series together. So we got really into the series called The Bear, which I am absolutely obsessed with, by the way. So if you're looking for a really good show to watch, I highly recommend The Bear. It is so, so well done. So just really including a lot of connection in my life right now. And then the final thing that I do want to offer you and just like share with you that has been really helpful for me is getting back into a routine. And so I took off from work Thursday, Friday, and then I never work weekends. So I was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Mondays are usually a no client day for me, but I usually will record a podcast episode, edit the podcast, and like do a bunch of back end work for my business on Mondays. Yesterday was Monday, so I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday, the day before it releases. And yesterday I had more ultrasounds, more tests booked for myself at the hospital. And those were booked all for the morning. And I was just feeling a lot of grief, like I said, and sadness and confusion, and that part of me that is feeling a lot of loss and or just like feeling lost and feeling alone. I had those parts really come up for me yesterday. So I just ended up taking the rest of the day off again to tend to those parts of me and just make space for those parts that were coming up after all the tests that I did yesterday. So fast forward to today, Tuesday, I have internal family systems therapy class. So I'm currently in a program just deepening my knowledge with internal family systems, which is parts work. And then I also have clients Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And as much as that part of me that is holding on to a great deal of sadness right now, she, as much as she wants to just sit in the sadness and just be in the sadness, I also knew that getting back into a routine was going to be really helpful for me. And so just kind of like understanding this from a nervous system perspective, emotions like sadness, depression, those kind of low vibration kind of emotions that just kind of want to do nothing, want to shut down, want to isolate, right? I was recognizing that within myself. And what that tells me is there's like that dorsal response. So that's just a state of my nervous system. So this dorsal response. And a couple weeks ago, I released a podcast episode about freeze. And so definitely recommend going back to that episode if you haven't listened to that yet, because freeze is part dorsal response. So anyways, I was recognizing that, yep, there's some dorsal activity coming online. I just want to kind of shut down, isolate, not have any connection. And one of the most supportive things when we feel that is like getting back into somewhat of a routine. And so, I mean, I wasn't deep into a dorsal response, but I could notice it. It was almost like trying to pull me in, you know? And so I got back into my routine today. I, you know, woke up, I put my makeup on, I attended my class, I saw my clients this afternoon, and I really did have such a great day. And now I'm recording this podcast episode, and it really truly did feel so good for me to be back into a routine. So that's kind of like the last thing that I want to leave you with today, is that sometimes, you know, we can have these challenging times and there can be that dorsal response that is really trying to pull us into shutting down, isolating, when connection can be the absolute most supportive thing for us, and even just like getting back into somewhat of a routine. So that could even be like moving your body or regular meal times. It can be really, really basic stuff. It doesn't have to be like going back to work, but getting back to somewhat of a routine and tending to yourself, like taking care of yourself, can be really, really supportive, even if like that's the last thing you want to do. So that's how I have been moving through things over the past week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I really appreciate you being here. I really appreciate all of you who have reached out to me and have been just like offering a lot of love and compassion and prayer and all the healing vibes. I really do appreciate that. And I'm just over here doing truly like I'm doing okay. Like I said, I'm really grateful to be back to seeing clients this week. And honestly, just like so full of gratitude for all of my amazing clients that were so willing to just shift our sessions back a week. Really grateful for that. And just grateful for you for being here this week, listening to this podcast episode. Thank you so much. And I will be back next week with a brand new episode as always, and I'll probably be back to answering listener questions, so stay tuned for that. I recently received some juicy questions, so I'm excited to answer those for you, and I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and please just be gentle with yourself. I love you all so much, and if you do need support in your healing journey, just know I am here for you, and don't hesitate to reach out to me for some connection.